Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. So, where we left off are three folks, the human fighter, the dragonborn sorcerer, and the dwarf, very flirtatious monk. We're at the bar. So, needless to say, the guys are enjoying their table getting served by the tavern wench, whereas our dear friend the monk is being given very, very good attention from the owner, who even, by the way, went down to the basement and came back with a semi-clean shirt.
Ooh.
And he's sitting there very interested about your recipes and discussing these things. So, and while he's getting very flirtatious with your
people that talk to him about
friend the monk,
pump for information.
This little drunk halfling, the same one who staggered up to the bar between you guys, sits down at your table.
You're extremely liberated for such a small person.
I think it's about the right amount.
Well, I guess you're right.
I need a little more to drink. Can you spare some? Your mug's looking pretty full there.
Yeah, there you go.
You pour him a little in there.
There you go.
You are an enabler, sir.
My playing gets better the more he drinks.
He slides two copper pieces to you. He's like, your music is beautiful. It makes me feel better. My life's not the best.
So why are you so sad, level one? What is your pathetic story?
I'm a carpenter. I built wood with my hands.
That sounds a bit nuts. Most people grow it.
I'm just, you know, doing what I gotta do.
After a certain amount of time, it causes a break.
And then he just, like, instantly gets all sulky, sulky quiet with you.
So why are you not part of this? Or whatever it is you call that thing.
My boss set me away from the wagon right, so I'm killing some time before I go back to making woodwork.
So you've been, like, laid off or something? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just killing time before the boss opens the wagon right back.
Okay.
I don't like how he's rolling.
I like the way this guy makes music. As he...
his viola thing is not bad, too. It's just a little weird sounding. Those extra notes on it.
Indeed.
Actually, his music becomes natural 20. He just rolled natural 20 for his performance instruments, and he's basically playing amazing music. Your music's now synced up. Melody notes are singing out.
You play a thing, and then he plays a thing.
The halfling's getting a lot more pleasant to be with. You know, he's like,
the more we fill him,
I like you guys.
The prettier you look.
I like you guys.
Well, I'm already very pretty.
Bigger than me.
So tell us your story.
And he basically says, I don't have any stories. I just work all day over at Weaver's Wagon Right. Making wheels. Wagon wheels. Not like my boss. He's always, you know, disappearing at the shop.
Where does he go? That sounds curious. No, you can tell me. You can trust me.
It's a secret.
You can trust me, I'm just a stranger you met.
I know,
come
but
on, you can trust me.
You gave me enough beer to make me your friend for life.
No, you can trust me. Seriously, I won't tell anybody.
My boss.
No, I won't tell.
My boss.
Come on, you know you want to.
Emmett has a secret tunnel in his yard.
That's very interesting.
That's why he sends us all away.
What is he doing in this tunnel?
All I know is he lets people sneak in there with him sometime.
Like what kind of people?
I don't know. They all wear cloaks and masks and stuff.
That is curious. Where is this wheel? I'm just in case I want to drop by and bring the beer.
Oh,
that's totally what I'm going to do. I'm not at all interested in what you're
doing. He basically is like, you can't miss the shop. It's right down the street after the intersection.
That's good. Pass the traffic light, but there's nothing to do. Well, thank you, little one. Please,
and
bring some more.
He basically takes your mug from you and he starts polishing it off.
I don't drink much.
And it's funny because he went from the small mug to the big mug.
He has to use two hands.
But he's like that little bat guy in Star Wars. He's
I prefer wine. This tastes like bread.
And you know, meanwhile, Tap keeps just. You know,
the dwarf is making up.
You know, not that I want to talk about anything other than your voluptuous dwarfness. And your delicious hidden biscuits.
Well, Kruv and I, by the way, we're not adventuring. We're actually going to go on the road. We're done. We're making new characters now.
But your friends do play some good music.
Friday nights, we had quite the sing-song. They play the music, and I pour the beer, and, we'd have a few songs.
And then it would all get hazy, and I would black out.
I'd get drunk and I'd turn English. It was terrible.
I'd wake up in a pool of my own vomit. Or maybe it was somebody else's vomit, I wasn't sure.
I hope it was someone else's.
He basically puts his finger in the ringlet on the key to the door that he gave you and kind of spins it around and says, well, maybe I'll keep your cups full, and when you fall deep enough into the cups, I'll be there to catch you.
Oh! I'm sure that would be a delightful experience for me. After all, I'm new to town, and I think you could show me a thing or two about the local wonders. Perhaps there are some highlights and some sightseeing we might do this evening.
This is uncomfortable.
I don't know what's wrong with sightseeing. It's a delightful town named Red Larch. I hear there are trees all over the place.
They have a quarry.
And they have fine water. These things where you pull up
sure
the water.
Like the trees
the wells.
Yeah, and the wells, yes. They're very deep. Very deep wells, and they have a particular architectural style that's very fine. So
it holds too much.
So,
and he's basically liking this and refilling your drink because he's basically doing the signal to the tap maid, so she brings another one. And as you're talking, he's just seamlessly pulling the almost empty cup out and putting a fresh one there next to you.
Yeah, this is not gonna, it's not gonna work though with a dwarf.
She'll drink him under the table.
Dwarves
and then she'll take
advantage
of him.
Dwarves have resistance from poison, so
that's
they
true.
Drink
a lot.
I have a fine constitution for this sort of thing, you know.
So
alcohol is a poison.
It is.
While they're flirting, I just lean back in my chair to crib so that happened. A bit about the secret caves and the people in the clock sound. It's all curious to you? I mean, I'm not sure how
that's
going
to be. Shh! It's a secret!
Turn up the music so he can't hear us talking.
We'll turn up the music.
Turn it up.
Thinking afterwards, this might be just. I admit, I like curious things. I might check that out.
I'd be down for it. Besides, these people are intimidating.
Shouldn't be. Yes. Okay. So we had a little chat.
Okay. So as that cuts, we go back to the bathhouse. as she's coming back and pouring some fresh hot water in both of your baths.
My blades are nearby.
Okay, she's not. So
what? They're not hiding in the water.
There's a sponge. Doing the same.
She hides a knife in the sponge.
You're extremely paranoid. This is a Western. Somebody come in with
it's
gun.
Exactly.
You gun out, then you pull a gun out. And be like, ah,
there are two kinds of spurs. I've said it
as she comes back and your clothes are being beaten. Oh, dearies, your clothes should be dry shortly. I'm having them beaten out now so they're fresh. You'd be amazed how much road dirt you were carrying with you. Your clothes would be so delightfully clean, and I scented them just with a hint of rosemary. So you have a pleasant scent for the next day or so.
At least the rest of us will.
While we were out there washing it, my maid did remind me that our friend over at the Swinging Sword, Kaylissa.
Swinging Sword? Kalissa
over at the Swinging Sword. Kalissa over at the Swinging Sword says that she's got a theory about the troubles of Red Larch. But I personally haven't heard what her theories is. So you're gonna have to, you know, maybe talk to her there and see if that'll help you out.
The Swinging Sword's the inn.
It's the best inn in town.
No.
Happens to also be the only inn in town. But there is a boarding house if you're looking for something a little more stable.
Nah, I'm fine with anything. Let's I'll check that out.
And if
we should just go find out, we should talk to Kalissa.
That's what I'm
going
to do.
Oh, no, you guys are at the elf.
As well. So just go
you're at the tap house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Swinging Sword is across the street.
Gotcha.
I may have to charm him too.
I see.
Oh, no. He's got a room for you. The rest of them have to find accommodations.
Yes.
And if you do go to the Swinging Sword, they offer group rooms. 6 beds to one room.
My thing is, if I perform somewhere, I always get a room. That's my
you
mantra.
Always get a free room.
6 people. That's so strange.
It's like San Diego
Cass
Comic-Con.
And I will head to the Swinging Sword. I can call you Cass.
You can just
call
do
me
it.
Whatever I
you're very
you.
Stabby. You can call whatever you want.
I'm stabby, yes.
Stabby.
Okay, so basically, after you guys finish your nice baths, they're scented. And then
sort of slash first, ask questions later.
And then we cut back to the temple. What you
love
there? I was like, what was her name again?
Gary.
Silvio.
Okay.
Silvio. Crib. Just making sure I had everybody's name.
So after you finish praying, you know, the priest
we'll get
gets up. Cord has not gifted me with the strength of sight about that which you're seeking, but perhaps if you come back later, I may have more information for you. Perhaps if you go to the local inn at the Swinging Sword is where many people discuss issues.
Very well. I must seek accommodation as well.
If,
Light Pillar, bless you.
If necessary, we do have chambers here if you can't find in a place at the inn.
Ah, I will be happy to accept a place here. But let me go check in on my companions that I arrived with, make sure that everything is okay.
They probably got into some trouble.
So are you going to go to the inn first to get rooms? Or?
Actually, what I'll probably... I'm not going to get a room because he offered me a room at
yeah,
the...
Yeah, he offered you a chamber.
At the shrine. So I will take the... The humble accommodations for the faith. But I will go to the inn to check on my friends, because I would assume that they've actually gone there.
Okay, well, actually, they're currently still hooting it up over at the helm at High Sun. You actually hear beautiful music coming out of the tap house.
I very much enjoy
it's
music.
It's Stairway to Heaven.
No. And it does remind you of the best music they were jamming out during your...
From the caravan. It was lovely.
As you see...
There are many forms of light, and this is one light that they are bringing into the world.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Oh. Wow, that's
as you say that, you see that the monk and the tap house keeper are getting very close to each other. Very close. I mean, quite a few times you notice that he takes the mug from her lips, drinks the rest of it, and... smoothly swaps out a full mug in between.
Yes.
And puts it back
to
your lips.
But I'm guessing he's probably getting drunker faster than
she
is.
He is getting a little bit inebriated.
He is creepy.
I'm a dwarf. Look, I'm eating arsenic. See, that's how I work.
But I won't have to pay for a room, will I?
There you go.
Or my beers.
Did we have a good time last night?
Sure, yeah.
We had the best time ever.
It was awesome. You were amazing. You're the
I
best I ever had.
The world.
You rocked my world. Oh, you're the best. We did actually sleep together.
Okay, and you notice that there's this passed out halfling between the dragonborn and the human.
I'll go up to him and say, is the little one okay?
Yes, he drinks a little bit.
I'm gonna check on him. Make sure
he's breathing.
Not...
He's literally laying half under the table with this half full mug sitting on his chest, just perfectly balanced.
Is there like a bench or something in this place that is un?
Yeah, we can pick him up and lay him.
I'm going to
put him on the side because he doesn't vomit.
Yes, I need to make sure that he is going to be okay.
Let me help you.
Okay,
I do not care so much, but he's in my way. You're so nice to people. I'll help her carry this person.
Okay.
Perhaps the little one should not drink so much.
Well, that's probably right.
And pretty much at that point, Harlan looks at you and says, maybe... Garland.
Harlan's the comedian.
He's had enough.
Quit farting bubbles in your bathtub over there at the bathhouse. Your gentleman suitor... says maybe your friend should go get a room to stay tonight. I mean, and you're both entertainers, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I mean for your background.
What's your background? It makes it
yeah, what's your background?
Oh, Outlander Homestead.
Okay.
I'm entertaining.
Okay. Though your friend can keep playing beautiful music tonight here at the Tap House if you'd like.
Oh, I would love to hear some beautiful music tonight at the Tap House.
She plays this flute. She plays a flute too.
She said skin flute.
It's more of a clarinet.
I'm sorry, I couldn't
comprehend.
And pretty much, why did you tell him? You're going to scar him for life.
He had to learn a little something new today.
That's what the internet's for.
It's not just D&D. It's sex ed hour.
He's actually blushing. I'm so sorry.
He can't conjugate words.
I'm sorry, I did not know. No, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's not.
I just going to put my mustache over
it's
my face.
It's perfectly natural.
Okay.
Okay. So, pretty much just at that moment, you see a human, about middle age, he's coming in, but he's got a blood-soaked apron.
Oh, blood-soaked.
I thought this is job or is it
It looks like it's just on his apron.
It's almost like
okay.
Work,
not from bleeding. And you just see him, he's like, I need something to drink. Why is it always about the bandits?
Oh, so he's not the local butcher.
And pretty much your suitor looks over and goes, oh, that's actually the constable. But you can call him a butcher from time to time. He works with his wife's shop.
Oh, he butchers anti constables.
He does. His wife makes quite a living as one of the best butchers in town.
Is she indeed? Well, I imagine he puts fear into the heart of bandits everywhere with that apron. I know if he came up the road to me and he was covered head to toe like that in blood and entrails, I'd just give him my sword. If I had a sword. I mean, I don't currently have a sword. Perhaps later I'll have to pick up a sword.
You'll give him a taste of your ladle. Right upside the head.
Indeed,
what did you say about
the
bandits
head?
There?
He kind of lifts an almost empty mug to his lips and says, between you and me, beautiful, I think Harburg is more concerned about what happens in town because it's been quite a while since he's ever ventured outside the city.
Is it indeed?
Didn't he say something about
bandits?
And
how is he killing bandits? Sorry, I'm not even there.
Usually he just pays lip service to the local caravans that complain about getting hit by bandits and says he'll deal with it, but his part-time constables and him, himself never leave town.
So I'll just start...
No, that's a terrible state of affairs.
But that little secret stays between you and
Ayla. Oh, it'll never pass my lips again. I'll keep it right here.
Right here in these luscious lips.
And he's just the lean in.
He's right.
Those are such lips.
Oh, I don't like it.
You're quite the charming fellow, you know.
New scene.
Tired of the barkeep business. I think you might have perhaps more skills than this gentleman when it comes to constabling. You know your way around.
He sucks in his big gut, puffs his chest out, and he's like, "I do," and he puts his hand on your thigh. Meanwhile, your guys have stopped getting refills. You've noticed because the tavern maid is busy dealing with the constable.
I'm a wine
guy. I
want to
know where you get the blood. If it's probably
so, constable. Sorry.
So if you want more, you have to go to the bar for
more. He's
at the bar because the tavern maid is at the bar serving.
Well, we can't play constantly. I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you two are heading up to the bar.
So what did you say there about the?
I'll sit on the other side of this.
We just came in and we had no bandits. We ran out of food though. That was unpleasant.
He kind of grabs his mug all rough. And you see, there's dried, caked on blood on his hand.
Oh, that's delightful.
He just realizes that. Oh, I didn't wash up.
Yeah.
It's all showmanship.
Well, unfortunately, I had another caravan master come through crying about bandits attacking.
Ah.
And I figured better to leave the wife's butcher shop and come here for a drink than sit and listen to the man harp while I'm getting a little upset while butchering some chickens.
Is this a common thing with the bandits coming in?
You know, I've been told there's bandits out there. They don't hit every caravan. It's only the occasional caravan. The local caravan master that was just complained about some wild animal that they were taking to Brightport, that it was stolen. And
it's kind of odd.
I mean...
We're in a very strange town here, constantly.
Are you looking for work? Because
I'm fine.
You seem more of the entertainer, but you do have a...
No, I'm just curious about it. I like to pick up stories, like killing chickens.
What sort of work are you offering?
And he kind of looks up at you.
What sort of work are you offering? Whatever you'd like, sir.
Here,
just take some money. Okay, so what? What does he say?
Jesus Christ.
What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, you mentioned bandits and the possibility that they're lurking nearby. Since you have so many caravans that are complaining about them, you must know something about a hideout. They must have some supplies they come into town for.
Well, that is very clever, Chris.
Well, we haven't seen any folks that could be bandits. Maybe they're living out there, but... and he kind of takes a long drag of his drink, puts it down.
You're very smart for such a tall person.
I'll make you a deal. I'll deputize you and your friend here if you want to go looking for these bandits. And
well, I have a condition. I need flexible hours because I really don't care that much about your problems. So if I get bored, which is likely to happen, I don't expect you to pay me for that.
Well, that's good, because unfortunately the town coffers really don't have a surplus for me to actually pay you.
That's good. Yes.
But I could...
You'd probably give us a bloody chicken anyway.
That's probably what your pay would amount to, but instead...
By the way, if we need a name for our group, it can be bloody chicken.
I'll be willing to...
that's your band.
Consider you rewarded with any... recovered materials that you find.
Oh, that sounds like a fair deal. No, it's not. This person is horrible because of his job.
He is.
How many caravans have come by that have been raided? lately.
There's only two in the last month or so that I know of that have reported any issues.
What were they carrying?
Fortunately, when they got into town, nobody knows by that point.
But the bandits had it. Well, they stole the...
Supposedly...
Well, somebody reported it.
Yeah.
So what did the caravan masters lose?
Oh, that's a good point. Oh,
basically, there was some caged animal as well as assorted goods, food stuff.
Weird. Stealing an animal?
That would probably get us to where we're thinking to go.
Remember,
although,
I can track.
I don't suppose he mentioned what kind of animal.
I believe it was... Boar or a bear or something with a B.
Badger,
perhaps. Badger.
It was
badger,
a large,
badger, badger.
Giant badger. A mutant badger.
What
a
bear! No, a dire badger.
A dire badger.
As the tab keep leans in close and says, I've never had anyone call it a dire badger before.
I have a Wolverine in my trousers.
Wait a minute, wasn't Wolverine short?
Short and stocky.
It's not how tall it is,
it's
how
you use
it.
You know, I've never ridden a dire badger before. I think that might be quite a good time.
And this is why he's not here anymore.
Normally I only ride epic mounts, but let's talk. That's one of the Blood Elf jokes from World of Warcraft.
So needless to say, about this point, the ranger and druid have finished up their bath.
And they've headed back to the inn.
And Sister Solace is giving solace to the passed out halfling during this whole thing.
Making sure he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He's passed out. And the tab keep just looks at her dwarf and says, you may want to tell your friend that halfling is a very... very unfriendly person to be around when he's sober.
Oh,
she might not
now?
Want to get attached.
Or we could just keep him drunk.
I like the way you think.
You know, I found that continuing the flow of the brew amongst my caravans is an excellent way to keep everyone chipper and, you know, pliable.
And passed out.
So what was the constable's name? I forgot.
The constable's name is... Harburk...
Harburk.
Fouth Marlon.
I just get what his first name is. Harburk.
Called the worst cop ever. Since he's too busy working at his wife's butcher shop than being a constable.
He'd rather kill chickens.
Yeah, and not washing up salmonella.
On the other hand, it makes me wonder about that whole mystery meat platter thing.
Yes, I
know. Okay, so do we need to all accidentally meet up at some point so we can?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
These two are getting out of the bathhouse, and
you know, bathiness is next to godliness.
I don't.
So let's cut to us all at a table talking.
Okay, so you guys, you know, time has been spent. The tap keep, he has to go get back to business, but he put the key next to your biscuits.
I have a room for tonight. I don't have to pay.
How many biscuits does she have?
Cleavage is deep.
Is there like a bag of holding in your
cleavage?
Brazier of holding. Okay, so you guys are all sitting at the table.
What I can tell you so far is this town is horrible. I really would not want to stay here very long. That's what I've concluded.
I would concur as well.
Yes.
The beer is good, though.
Yes. That is... No, it's not.
My beer's been good.
And your beer's been good because you're pulling things out of your cleavage.
Let's all talk.
Well, are you guys going across the street to the inn? Or are you staying here in
the
tavern?
Sit at a table.
We have to go to the inn.
Well, you don't have to go to the
I think we'll ostensibly pay for a room, but I think we have
you
some.
You do, yeah.
I think we have some quarry
yes.
scouting
yeah.
business.
We have some business to attend.
So you guys go into the inn first while they're all at the
yes.
table discussing?
Yeah, that's our mission. Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to go there.
Because we would not
okay.
be sidetracked.
So you guys, you know, you got sidetracked and you're heading to the Swinging Sword Inn. What do you guys do?
I'm going to go up to the
We
owner.
Must speak to Calissa.
Okay.
Yep.
Calissa Fox.
Okay.
She makes a weird...
She makes a weird sound.
She's half bird. half octopus. I was trying to find out what animals that sound came from, and I thought of bird, and then I thought of octopus.
That would be the sucker sound, as it's like.
It was.
Okay.
You heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also.
Okay, so you guys go into the inn, and. So, are you going to be getting a room for yourselves for the group?
No, we want to talk. I want to talk to. I am looking for one called Calissa.
Okay, basically they've got a little mini bar in the tavern, and I'm like, I'm a little busy, but if you want to buy some food, I'll have time to talk to you while I'm preparing it.
I must eat.
Okay.
Yeah, charisma's not your strong point, is it?
No, but I like.
I have no charisma.
I was just thinking, she sounds like how she's supposed to.
Okay, how about for your friend there?
I'm good.
You're good?
He apparently doesn't eat, however, I eat like a horse.
Fetch me some meat, some cheese.
Okay.
And some bread, and we will talk.
Okay, and she looks at you kind of weird because you're kind of stuffed shirty, but you smell awful purty. You look clean.
And my clothes are clean.
You get a charisma bonus.
And it's weird coming from a girl.
She comes out of the kitchen with a meat and cheese platter, and she's like, now, here you go, but it doesn't smell as purty as you do. And
when she was in the kitchen, did she leave a drink out on the bar?
She did not.
Oh.
But she'll leave you one if you ask for one.
No. I don't buy things.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what can I do for you?
We heard you had an idea.
Halea says you have a theory.
Oh, so that's why you guys smell so pretty.
And we smell is of no importance.
Well, you
know. I don't know, it is pretty good.
As he sniffs his armpit. So what, you thinking of sticking around and maybe helping out here?
I just want to know about the
weather.
We just
want to know.
That's my thing.
Well, you know.
We're curious.
If you're thinking of doing something about it, yeah, I got all kinds of things I can tell you about. I mean, there's been all kinds of weird things going on, like out in the Sumber Hills, there's been weird fog that goes all the way through the daylight. Because you know how a normal fog, once the sun comes up, it just evaporates away? With the weird weather we've been having out in the hills, it's just there's clouds of fog that just don't dissipate. They just keep going. And all of a sudden, sudden gusts of hot wind start shooting out of the west where it should always be a nice cold westerly breeze. It's just something, something's not right. Heck, if you want to hear some of the outlandish tales I've heard from folks traveling around here, that... folks, we're talking about sudden lightning bolts stabbing up from the hills into the sky without a single cloud in the sky.
Good, that is not right.
Yeah.
I mean, the things just,
not right. I know a little about nature. And lightning usually doesn't go to the sky.
It usually goes from,
yes, yeah.
It's some kind of fell magic, that's for sure.
Halea said that you had a theory on why all this was happening. Is that your theory, fell magic?
Well, you know, fell magic and all. And she leans and she starts pulling some cheese from your plate. And she leans down because she just want to, like, throw this out there for everybody here. I got a theory about our town's recent troubles.
We would like to hear it.
It's all related to that evil presence out at Lance Rock.
Lance Rock?
There's a spot called Lance Rock. It's named after an old rock that a dragon dropped out in the the south of town.
Is that where they have the quarry? Lost his tongue.
Is that where they have the quarry?
No, it's on the opposite side of the quarry, but word is, for some reason, this dragon was carrying this rock and dropped it, and it looks like a lance standing straight up out there. It's a pretty hard spot to miss.
What evil?
But I don't know the particulars about it, but from what I've heard, there's just something wrong out there going on. There's like all kinds of troubles out there.
Raiders? And, bandits?
You're not there. the bandits are in a different, different spot.
And we haven't heard
about
bandits yet.
I mean, if we're talking about animals, that's not the thing.
You know,
can you tell us anything else?
If we're talking about bandits, what evil is this?
You two look like you're pretty disposed to take care of yourself in the Outlands. And she kind of reaches under the bar and plops down a purse, and you see that she pulls out a couple coins and slides the purse towards you and says, "How about for 50 gold pieces, you guys go find out and tell me?"
I care nothing for your money.
But I do.
And she has her hand back on it as soon as the ranger says that.
I'm going to reach fast enough.
Roll to see who's faster.
That's a d12, sir.
And you're probably going to beat me, even with a d12, because I only rolled a 3.
D20.
Yeah, I was rolling. That's a d20.
No, you grab the one next to it, which is the d12. Just roll what you got.
Just add 20.
Plus his dex.
Basically, okay, she starts to reach. He shrink, and the purse is already in his
pirates
lap.
Pirates are quick.
He's a pirate.
He's
and
committing
he's got
himself
the cash.
To. Yeah.
I'll see what I'll do about it.
Okay.
Well, I've heard enough tales. I'm going to go get a drink.
It's so charming. I wrap up the food and I leave. I leave no greeting.
They're great
no...
people persons.
We're really the face of this operation.
Okay, so you guys are heading across the way to join the rest of the group at the table. Okay, so do you show everyone this bag of gold you have?
No.
No, are you kidding?
Is it...
So, Xander, you have 48 gold pieces.
I believe it was 50.
No, she took 2 coins out to pay for her cheese platter that she got to enjoy as well. It was good cheese. It was the good cheese. So you guys are all gathered around the table.
Assume I have a drink from the table I took it from.
You go walk by and you steal the drink from the passed out halfling.
Does he have sleight of hand?
No.
Yes, you do.
Should.
I don't hide it.
He's just a pirate.
He's just an ass. She gets it.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, just,
So you guys, just for shits and giggles, see, the constable will actually provide you a map, and he's giving you the rough directions where he thinks one or two spots where the bandits may be hiding out.
Okay.
If you're willing to do it.
Yeah,
are you officially willing to do it?
Yes.
He makes you raise your left hands.
Are you deputized? I loved what Gary said, though. It's like, yeah, sure.
I do not care.
You're deputized to bring the bandits in dead or alive.
He's got his fingers crossed.
By the way, we don't have a jail in town. But we do have a hot box. We can lock him in at the butcher shop.
Yes, I can tell the excellence that you have become known for as constable.
Unless they are truly evil. That is barbaric. And truly evil just needs to be destroyed.
I'm up for destroying.
Perhaps we could smoke them like fish.
Ew.
I'm not interested.
What alignment are you again?
And you guys get that one.
Because one of my flaws, my flaw is violence.
Oh, brash!
Violence is my answer.
We are.
I like to fight.
If it looks
so
like a
when
nail,
when we reach
you
those
have
people,
a hammer.
When we reach those maybe someone that's potentially much higher than us, reel me in.
Basically, right. That's just the Lance Rock. So, you guys, see these two come in. Do you wave them over to your table?
Sure.
You now have the table.
Hello, my friends!
The whole time, you notice the...
It's just a...
Tap keeper keeps winking and shooting her the eye.
I'm going to walk by and take a drink from someone.
Well, the halfling
that's
passed
halfling.
Out. Remember,
you've
already
taken halfling, okay.
The halfling's drink, which is technically the dragonborn's drink, but the dragonborn got another one.
It's a complicated chart.
Until you realize the drink is hot. Oh,
do
well.
You care? Well, I think they all
so,
be hot.
So what do you guys discuss?
Once you've had Gronk, you could have this.
So here's what we have learned. We have learned that the barkeep is a lech. We have learned that that the constable is wildly
incompetent.
He would in fact have to raise the scope to that level.
That's like my type of city.
This town does not have all the adequate amenities.
Yes.
A hot box in the butcher shop? Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
The beer's good, though.
So
he got the good beer.
So for
yes,
some,
yes, she did.
For some unforeseen reason, just because I got carried away easily, apparently we're going to go find some bandits.
Speaking about bandits or whatever that I don't generally care about, there are some people with masks at a quarry.
Oh, we heard the...
They're mysterious men that's with stone masks that lurk in the dark on the quarry
too.
At night.
Are you guys telling what they heard?
No, I'm saying what we heard.
Oh.
We heard.
They heard
we heard the
stone.
Quarry.
Oh, that's
guys,
right. They heard
stone faces.
Yeah, yeah, so
heard
basically you heard the same thing.
You know, it's funny you said that, because we heard the exact same thing from Drinky McFoley Pass.
That they're at the quarry?
They're probably not in with the bandits.
Maybe
probably a different group.
Maybe the quarry.
No, I didn't say that. You're right. They're not connected.
You guys want to go to the quarry?
Well, there's more. We also discovered that there are strange weather phenomena happening surrounding the town, such as in the Slumber Hills, where there's fog throughout the day when there never was before. We also found there's sudden lightning bolts, and the claim that they go from the ground to the sky. And
that's my favorite part.
One person we spoke to is convinced that there is an evil presence, fell magic, out at Lance Rock, which is south of this town.
She wanted someone to look into it.
That she believes is the cornerstone to all of this blight and strangeness.
Well, if you're firing an electric spell at a flying creature, of course it's going to look like it's firing at the sky.
I have no idea what he was talking about. It's very scientific.
Well, we can't allow an evil to rest on the outside of town.
It's not our town, though.
Well, we're here now. I mean,
okay, look at it this way. It's not our town, but this is a pretty popular stopping point for many caravans that come through here.
Crossroads.
It would make sense for us to help ensure its safety, even if we can't do all of that.
Think
after all, we can't
stuff
fix
the bandits are going to have.
It's like we must speak for the common people. Everyone, we must spread goodness.
I agree with the sister.
You're also nice and deluded.
It's like it is everyone's duty to put down the darkness.
Actually, I agree with that.
I like to drink the dark beer. That's how I put down that darkness. Otherwise, I smite it with my ladle.
And I'm
that
sure
a lot
the
better than drinking the blood
are going to have at least a little more than just some corn.
There are many strange,
also,
sinister things.
Also, I'm generally
things.
Not a fan with fucking with nature. So.
There are many strange, sinister things happening, and we have many to choose from. What shall we do initially?
We need
and
to spread the light
into
the darkness.
And just as the ranger says that, and just as the ranger says that,
a bolt of lightning.
You see a lecherous-looking caravan guard just come over, put his hand over, and cop a feel and say, "Hey, beautiful."
On me?
On you.
Oh, hells no. So, since I'm, you know, not going to kill him, but I'm going to beat him to a pulp because he has angered me, I am going to grab him by the arm, flip him over, and pummel him. Profusely.
Actually, first you're going to roll initiative.
I know. Oh, come on.
I like the plan.
I'm not going
to.
Well,
my initiative is 16.
I'm going to lean back in my chair.
18.
I might leave you conscious.
I feel he has very poor judgment, and I'm not required in this situation.
6.
Once again.
Indeed. Well, I have been drinking a fair amount of beer.
To
be
going,
fair.
I'm leaning back in my chair.
Can I borrow the...
And that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. That's audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.